From Light 100.5 WRCH and the Conference of Churches, this is Rich Answers, here to help you become healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Hey everyone, welcome to Rich Answers. I'm your host, Carol Vassar Pettit. Joining me a little bit later today is Tom Carr. He is the pastor of the First Baptist Church in East Hartford. We'll be talking about planet Earth. We'll also be talking with Harry Vanderhulst. He is a phonologist at the University of Connecticut in Storrs. We'll talk about the development of human language. But first, joining us once again today from the University of Connecticut Health Center in Farmington is Liz Robinson. She's the manager for the Employee Assistance Program. Now, these are pretty common in the workplace. We hear about EAP. What is EAP?
Well, the EAP is a worksite-based program that provides assessment, brief counseling, and referral, when need be, for all employees and eligible family members for any kind of problem they might have, whether it's workplace based or in something going on in their personal life. We see folks for all kinds of concerns, marital, family relationships, kids leaving home, kids not leaving home, all sorts of issues. Or obviously it could be a workplace related concern with change in the workplace, unhappiness with a job, conflict with a coworker or supervisor.
What's the advantage of a workplace having this available to their employees?
I think the biggest advantage is that it shows really good faith and a commitment by the management, by the organization as an entity unto itself, that they're concerned about the welfare, health, and emotional well-being of their employees, because that's what really creates the culture of a workplace. And so if employees are at odds or there's a culture that exists that is not conducive to really having everybody work and doing their best, it impacts productivity, absenteeism, all sorts of concerns.
What's your role as the Employee Assistance Program Manager at UConn?
Well, I do run the program, and I see people myself, and we provide a number of other services, including debriefings or brown bag lunch and learn programs on topics that are of interest. And we're very integrated, I would say, into the workplace and have good communication with human resources, labor relations, benefits, administration, and so forth, so that there's a multidisciplinary connection to viewpoint for the EAP in being the best they can be for an whole organization.
It does sound like you're at the crossroads of the entirety of the organization.
Right.
Does that give you a special view into certain situations?
Well, it does. Not that it may be special only to me, because the program is always voluntary, private, and confidential. So oftentimes I may be called in to help with various difficult situations or a conflict going on. And I think because I do have sort of the wide-angle lens open, that it really facilitates my being as helpful as I can be to a given situation.
And it sounds like you're coming in to those situations as a neutral party with
That's a new
perspective. And sometimes when you're in an employee disagreement with another coworker or with a manager, you don't have the perspective anymore. That's sort of what
That's EAP brings
to it.
That's right. And also it frees the manager up from getting involved in what may be underlying issues that are impacting an employee's behavior and functioning at work. What a manager knows best is the work product and the performance in the workplace. And to get involved with what may be going on at home or, you know, emotional stressors, that can be a detriment to the manager managing and supervising that individual.
It's kind of a touchy situation if a manager notices that productivity has gone down in a certain employee,
right,
to bring them into the office and refer them to EAP. How is that best handled?
If there's, you know, very concrete, documented, it doesn't have to be formally documented, but very specific information regarding what has been observed, whether it's someone's inattention to detail or they appear distracted, their absenteeism or use of sick time has increased. Those things that can be measured, that is the best place for the manager to come from to discuss that, rather than, well, tell me why you're having a hard time getting into work every morning. So you might hear about, well, I'm going through a nightmare of a divorce, or my kid is sick, or we just moved my mother-in-law in, and all those kinds of things, which, what are you going to do about that? right? So it would be best to encourage the person, or at least advise them of the resource of the EAP, while you, the manager, stay focused on the work product and productivity.
Tell me about your role in kind of triaging manager-employee situations. Is there kind of a neutral role that you play trying to, in group situations, group dynamics, is there a role that EAP plays in the workplace itself? Because it sounds like there's a role for them, for the employee individually, if there's something outside that they're dealing with.
Or internally.
So tell me more about that.
Well, most referrals to the EAP are self-referrals. So people have heard me talk or one of my staff give a presentation perhaps, or have seen a brochure or seen a broadcast message about the EAP, and they simply call and ask for an appointment. The other way is when a manager encourages someone to use the EAP, and in that formal way of a management referral, the manager calls us first and advises us of the difficulty and the concerns that they have for the employee.
Talk about confidentiality. Is this on the level of HIPAA confidentiality?
Very close. It's essential that the EAP is confidential. Having said that, I think it's one of our biggest challenges in reinforcing that among employees, because there is a perception that it isn't confidential. But we are bound by the nature of the program and by our own license and credentials to honor that confidentiality. And only with a written release can we share information.
Now, you're a social worker, right?
I'm a family marriage therapist.
Okay. Now, is everyone who is involved with EAP a therapist or a social worker of some kind?
Yes.
Licensed?
And- yes.
Okay.
Yeah, at least master's prepared and licensed. And we also have our CEPS, which stands for Certified Employee Assistance Professional.
So you go even beyond that master's preparation?
Yes.
To really specialize
That's
in
right.
employee assistance. When a manager is talking to an employee, how is the best way? Do you have some like phrases that you can share with me that don't seem so confrontational? I tend to be one of these very confrontational people. I know I have to back it up a little bit. Are there some phrases that you can share with me that might be helpful as I approach an employee?
Well, I think being clear and direct is always a good rule of thumb. And when you invite someone in to talk with them about something, that you have definite information that you want to share with them and either have them validate or can be the basis of a discussion. But I think similarly, if you have information and you're acting as if you don't and you're kind of fishing, I wouldn't encourage that. I think that if you know someone has been late or you know that there are issues going on with someone, that you bring them in and say, it's come to my attention that these circumstances are happening right now, and please tell me more about that.
Tell me a little bit as we wrap up today about the grief counseling and the debriefings. Grief counseling, anybody, again, can avail themselves
of
that.
Right.
Spouse, mother, father dies and you're an employee, you can
right.
access EAP.
Any kind of loss. So that, absolutely.
Loss of a coworker, perhaps?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
And debriefings. When did debriefings happen? After major events?
Major events. And if there's been a trauma in the workplace and the staff need an opportunity to process the impact of that unexpected tragedy.
Sort of like the Hartford distributor
exactly.
issue or the lottery shootings back
right.
in the late 90s,
right.
you would come in and help
yes.
people
and
deal
I did
with that.
Go to the lottery.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, we don't have enough time to talk
yeah.
about that. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Liz Robinson from the University of Connecticut Health Center, manager of the Employee Assistance Program. Thank you so much for joining us again
Thank
today.
You.
Coming up, we'll talk about the development of human language. You're listening to Rich Answers from the Conference of Churches and Light. 100.